Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jim Schreier is here. Jim's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, management consultant extraordinaire, specializing in management and leadership training, organizational development, things like that. He's the director of training for the Joel Barker Strategic Exploration Tools, and he's our good friend, Jim Schreier. Welcome back.
Good morning. Good to be back.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Jim, one of the things I've noticed in the last, this year, is I'm a horse. I've been around. I've been to town 3-4 times. There's not too many things that I haven't experienced, I've got a pretty strong will. It's pretty hard to really stress me out. But this year, I've been feeling that. I've actually acknowledged to myself, man, you're feeling a lot of stress. Now, it might be part of the reason might be because I'm building a house. That'll kill anybody. But
yeah.
You throw in on top of this COVID-19 thing, this pandemic, the shutdown, the extra work that we've all have, and you throw in this anarchy going on across the country. There's a lot of stress out there. You can almost cut it with a knife, can't you?
Absolutely. And I think part of it is we look back even before COVID and everything else that's been happening, and we've been seeing lots of kind of increased levels of stress in terms of handling things and expectations. And then we got particularly COVID starting it all, obviously that increased stress. And I agree with you because I notice the same thing. It's like, wait a minute, why am I suddenly feeling more stressed?
Yeah, you're tough, dude. Why are you feeling this way? You're not used to this.
And it's like, okay, well, is it just a little bit higher level of stress, or are more people burning out? And it's like, okay, yeah, that's reality. And there's all kinds of knowledge about what's behind increased stress. By the way, both positive and negative. That's one of the misunderstandings mm-hmm. about stress is mm-hmm. everybody says, you know, there's that classic question, and I've asked this of hundreds of people in audiences, how many of you would like to lead a stress-free life? And all the hands go up.
Yeah.
And, of course, the answer to that question is the only stress-free people are dead.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
You know, we've all got stress.
But
so
when hard ankles like you and me feel it, you can imagine the people. Because, you know, you and I are small business owners. I mean, small business owners eat stress for breakfast. But
yeah.
we're feeling this in a way, and doesn't stress, isn't the origin, the headwater of stress, the feeling of not having control, not being able to influence something? I admit to being a control enthusiast, no question about it. I am. I'm a double A in all the personality profiles, but still, I'm feeling I'm overtopping. You know, it's overtopping my dam. What do you think?
I hear you, and I think that's why when I saw this article called COVID Brain, I'm going, wait a minute, this woman and her colleague that wrote this, talked about it, they've nailed something because
COVID
this
brain.
Is a different type of stress.
Mm-hmm.
This is confusion. I mean, they label it, they talk about it in the article. They're saying basically one of the things we do when we're under a stress condition is we look historically for how we've dealt with similar things,
mm-hmm.
and this time there's nothing. We're all sitting here going, I have no idea what to do
it.
About this.
That's it, because small business owners do this every day. I mean, how many times when you started your business, something would happen, you say, well, how am I going to live through this? And then, but yet you do, and 20 years later, something, the same thing happens, and it's like nothing. It's like eating a piece of popcorn, you know, no biggie, come on, bring it on.
Yeah.
But now this is something we have no frame of reference for.
Yeah, well, you think about it, and a real good example, because it's been an industry that's been so heavily hit by this, and so many small businesses in this industry. You look at what happens when a restaurant is pretty successful, and they've got a pretty successful product, and a restaurant down the street comes up with a similar product and hurts their business. Well, they're used to that. They come up with another new product, and they keep surviving. They revise the menu. Well, now they're looking at it and saying, wait a minute, we just lost 90% of our business, which was people coming into our restaurant.
Well, the government put up a firewall. The government told us to lock up, and they told customers to stay home.
Yeah.
That's never happened before, ever. That didn't even happen 100 years ago during the influenza, the Spanish influenza. That didn't happen.
You're right.
Churches were not told to close during the Spanish influenza.
Yeah. Now they're sitting there going, what do we do? And as you said, we used to look back at historically how we handled that problem before. Mm-hmm. Now we're looking back and saying, I have no idea how we handled this problem before. Now what do we do? And that's exactly what this COVID brain is saying. Basically, this is forcing our brains to try and do things they've never done before.
We're having to seek new paths for resolution. And but the thing is on top of all the other, if you're a small business owner, this is on top of all the other things that you have to deal with that would take down a normal person.
Absolutely.
Without what's happening this year, this would take down a normal person. The regular stuff would take down a normal person. Then you throw on top of this all this stuff. And I don't think we need to minimize the political environment going on right now. I mean, this is a perfect storm year, isn't it?
Absolutely. I'd like to almost look for a term beyond perfect storm because it's gone from perfect storm to perfect storm plus.
Yeah.
Because of the political and the anarchy and the things that you've already mentioned. It's gone. Come on. What else is going to add to this?
Mm-hmm. Well, and that part
of it's scary.
Well, that's exactly right. And my column a couple of weeks ago was about the compounding effect.
Yes.
The compounding effect is something I've experienced and I remember saying to myself years ago when I'd go through something like this, I would say to myself, you know, it seems like when it starts going bad, it all goes bad. And that's when one thing, you know, something happens that you should be able to take in stride, and then right on top, have you noticed that when your technology goes out, it's almost always in threes, three different things happen?
Yes.
It's the compounding effect, and I think we've got this as a compounding year. Hold on to that thought. We're going to see. Jim Schreier's got some ideas on how we can deal with this after the break. He's one of the best at this, and he'll help us with that. 20 after, I'm Jim Blessingame. I'll be right back with our good friend Jim Schreier.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.